Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, Chip fans. Zoe here.
Sophia here.
This week, we are looking into one of our wackiest episodes, one of our favorites, Boingo's Revenge.
Boingo's Revenge was recorded all on my iPhone in Newark Liberty Airport while me and Zoe were delayed several hours getting back to home base in Toronto.
So now for the first time, you're going to get a behind-the-scenes look at the aftermath of making the Boingo Hotspot episode. And we are going to call this The Aftermath of Boingo, which includes how we met the real Boingo Hotspot itself and how we gained a new fan. And by the way, if you haven't listened to the episode that sparked all of this frenzy, go back and listen to it now, episode 21, Boingo's Revenge. Starting now, we'll reveal the backstory.
Chips. Potato chips, chips.
I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips.
This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
We wanted to get into a little bit of the headspace that we were in while recording this episode.
Strange headspace made for a strange episode.
We were haggard, tired. Yes, we were hungover and stranded in this airport with
no Wi-Fi.
There was 20 minutes of complimentary Wi-Fi from Boingo's hotspot. Boingo's free Wi-Fi hotspot? I don't remember what it's called.
We were a little bit worried when we put this episode together that it might not go over well because it was a little bit off-piste for us. But it turned out to be one of our most community-building episodes thus far.
Through making an Instagram story about all of our trials and tribulation with Boingo hotspot and tagging Boingo hotspot on our gram, we actually began to interact with a real Boingo hotspot. Or so we thought.
By serendipity, we met Boingo Hotspot through Instagram. And Boingo Hotspot actually offered us a year of free Wi-Fi.
Because of our trials and tribulations. How happy were we to receive this message?
I mean, for about maybe a 0.5 of a second, we were really happy until we realized that we had been trolled.
We had been pranked. We figured out that Boingo's Hotspot is actually a guy who had taken the username Boingo's Hotspot and been...
Boingo Hotspot.
I said Boingo.
No, you keep saying Boingo's Hotspot. It's not Boingo's Hotspot.
We figured out that Boingo Hotspot is actually a guy out of Chicago that we had been trolled by. You know, it was all fun and games until someone got hurt.
And that person?
Was our feelings.
Yeah.
Just kidding. He was actually a really great sport. And we discovered a thing or two about social media and also about this random person that we happened to meet on the internet via the magical uniting force of Boingo Hotspot. The thing that we hated so much became the thing that united us all.
Exactly. And obviously when we met Boingo Hotspot on Instagram, we were really intrigued, wondering things like whether the real Boingo Corporation was trying to shut down this fake Instagram account. Does this person now love our show after being serendipitously brought into this world?
Does he even eat chips?
Naturally, we need to know. We reached out to him, and this is our call, sort of a behind-the-music kind of style call, talking with Boingo Hotspot to find out all these things.
So here is our call with Boingo himself.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Boingo.
Oh, hell yeah. I've never done a conference call before.
This is purely a business call.
Yes.
True.
Purely business, no pleasure.
We're building. We're linking and building.
Yes.
That's true.
And we're billing you for this call as well.
tell me how this all started, and I want to know, like, what was happening when you were in the airport, and then if you then, like, thought my account was the real, like, internet account, and then it wasn't. Like, I'm just kind of curious.
Okay, so, Boingo, let's back it up one second. Maybe you could introduce yourself, and maybe you could tell us and the listeners how we know each other.
Okay, well, I should start with, my name is Alex Huff. I am 21 years old, and I'm eating Gouda cheese on a yacht right now that doesn't belong to me, that my friend is watching. It's a long story. So my alter ego, which is the hot spot of Boingo, start off with explaining why I started it.
Please.
So basically, everyone knows Boingo, like, you're in the airport, she's like, oh, Boingo, and you're like, okay, like, oh, I love it, like, I'm from Chicago, so, like, O'Hare, obviously, I'm always in O'Hare, like, yeah, Boingo this, Boingo that, and then I go to, use it, and it sucks. So I was like, why does this have such a strange name and, like, promoted, but yet blows, you know? And I found myself taking a lot of photos of just, like, random things. Like, I'm always taking photos and kind of, like, I would say visually consuming the world, and I like to, if something kind of catches my eye, I'll just take a photo of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was posting it on my, like, normal Instagram, and I guess...
By the way, Boingo Hotspot is an Instagram name, and it's an Instagram account. It's your alias online.
Yeah, it's my alter... It's my Finsta, some people would say.
Finsta?
Instagram or something.
Oh.
What's a Finsta?
A Finsta is a thing that people younger than ourselves have, which is a fake Instagram account.
Oh, wow.
How old are you guys?
26, and I seriously feel aged.
I feel really
by that.
Old right now.
That's all good.
That's okay. You're cool with us for now. So,
what was I gonna say? But
why did you decide to become the hotspot?
Oh shit! Why did I what?
What compelled you to become the hotspot?
Well, I haven't really thought about it that way, but I guess it is a hot spot for...
Content.
But it almost called it, like, my hot spot, but that's kind of weird. I don't know if I want to go down that route. I probably take, like, I don't know, like, 20 photos a day just being in the city. Like, I'm always on my bike. I take, like, the train, so just, like, always seeing things that catch my eye.
So what kind of pictures would we find on Boingo Hotspot?
Pretty much no rules.
That's kind of Boingo,
yeah, like,
Boingo style. No
like
rules.
Anything that really catches my eye. People, things, food, I don't know.
Did the real Boingo ever reach out to you and try and get that Instagram name back from you?
That's interesting because I have a theory that they are actually trying to, like, get that account back. Because that's also the reason... excuse me, I'm, like, choking on this Gouda cheese that I'm eating. I made the account... like, the perfect word, like, Boingo Hotspot, you know, like, no underscores, and I was like, holy shit, like, it's not taken, like, this is amazing. But recently, Instagram keeps, like, logging me out of the account, so I'm, like, pretty sure, like, they're onto me.
Wow.
But it's funny because, like, you guys reached out to me, and then, like, someone else reached out to me, and they're just like, oh, like, I'm stuck in the airport, can, like, one of you, like, reimburse me or, like, help me out? Like, I've had such a bad day, and this woman tagged Boingo Hotspot, like, all of this, and I commented, like, right away, like, 2 minutes after the post, like, hey, do you want, like, a year's supply of, like, free Wi-Fi?
You did the same thing to us.
You tried to troll us with it.
Yeah.
But we were too smart for you, Boingo Hotspot.
No. So,
that's a genius.
You know, I'm doing a Boingo interview right now.
Do your friends know about this so-called Finsta, Boingo Hotspot?
No, of course.
And do your friends ever, like, submit pictures to go on to Boingo Hotspot?
Yeah. There's only 3 photos that I didn't take. Some people, like, don't understand that, like, I take the photos.
They just think it's Boingo Hotspot taking the photos?
or that I like find them on like Tumblr or something or what have you.
Well, you do have a lot of photos, and it's premium content, so
I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work, Boingo.
I feel like a good segue into the next kind of subject would be chips and what I feel about chips, because isn't that the whole purpose of your?
I think that's a good segue.
That is a great segue. When we reached out to you, did you are you a listener of the show, Boingo Hotspot?
What did you say?
Are you a listener of the show?
No, I'm not. I don't listen to podcasts.
Okay.
Excellent.
Or radio shows.
Great. And so you weren't at all intrigued or interested in listening when we reached out to you? Were you not like,
No, I was incredibly intrigued because, like, to me, this is some, like, a very, I don't know, in terms of, like, numbers, like, 70 people follow it, and I follow, like, 30. Like, this is something just very personal. So the fact that simply because I have a name that's, you know, like, recognizable, that something like this would happen. Like, I honestly, like, loved it.
Let me ask you, what is your favorite chip?
Like, I kind of hate chips.
Wow. You're the perfect person to talk to because you're...
Because you don't like chips, you don't listen to our show, you don't like podcasts, and yet we're friends. And what does that say?
I think that just says it's the boy.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Boingo lifestyle.
Boingo lifestyle, baby.
I think it's just the beauty of the internet. Well, yeah, Boingo is internet. I just realized that.
Boingo is life.
Boingo is a little bit too much for me right now. It's just like, wow, this is something that I just started as a joke.
No, it's bigger than you, Alex. I'm telling
you. Now I'm fucking famous.
You're famous, dude.
Yeah.
I'm a famous blogger. I am Boingo. Where are you guys from? Canada? I kind of got that.
Yeah, we live in Toronto.
Nice. Is the Canada way the way?
Yeah, in the same way that the Boingo way is definitely the way. The Canada way is for sure the way.
Absolutely.
You guys are crazy.
Can we get you to do us a huge favor?
Yeah.
Would you say, hey everyone, this is Boingo Hotspot, rate, review, subscribe.
All right, so it's, hello everyone, this is Boingo Hotspot. What else do I say? Okay, all right, you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Hello world, this is... Fuck, this is kind of, you're putting me on the spot, all right. Let me take a couple tries.
It's okay, you
hello,
take your
world.
Time.
Hello world, this is Boingo Hotspot coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois. And I fuck with JustChips.com. But if you fuck with them, please rate, subscribe, comment, whatever you got to do. And hell yeah. All right, I think I have to go take a shower in this steam room on this yacht. Keep on rocking and boingo it up.
Boingo up.
Boingo,
dude.
Have boingo fun
out.
On the yacht.
Boingo out.
Boingo out.
Boingo out.
That was just Boingo Hotspot really pulled us together.
The internet is wonderful and mysterious in many ways.
Another special thing happened with the internet related to our Boingo Hotspot episode. We got an encouraging message on Facebook from a new listener after posting that episode.
Susan from Milwaukee, Wisconsin wrote to us and said, "We are keeping you sleep deprived and Stockholmed and Boingoed from here on out because this episode was freaking awesome." 5 exclamation marks.
Count them. 5. Neither of us has any connection to Wisconsin, right?
No, I don't think so. We were seriously intrigued and happy that people are listening from across the borderline, and wanted to find out more.
So we called Susan to get the deets.
Here's our phone call with Susan to talk about chips, to talk about her, and talk about
talk
how
about
she...
life, really.
And talk about how she figured out about our show.
Hello, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan. This is Sophia and Zoe.
Hi, Sophia and Zoe.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
We're doing well. Could you answer a couple questions for us?
Be happy to.
Could you introduce yourselves? I mean, yourself.
What would you like to know?
Your name, where you are, and maybe just like a little fun fact.
I'm Susan. I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My fun fact is that I totaled a car for the first time on Friday.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm in a brand new car as of 2 hours ago.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
That's so scary.
The really fun fact is that I've never totaled a car before, but my father and my father-in-law have each totaled one of my cars before.
Whoa.
But now you're on some new Hot Wheels, so that's pretty sweet.
I am.
What are you up to right now?
I'm stopping on my way home from work to talk to you.
Oh,
thank you
so much. How did you find out about our show?
I found out about it from the Canadian Broadcasting Company's podcast playlist. They did a playlist on snacks.
Yes. Do you have a Canadian connection?
I do not. I should, right? I'm only about 200 miles away from Canada, but podcast playlist is on one of the local NPR stations on the weekend.
Oh, awesome.
What's your personal favorite chip, Susan?
My personal favorite chip is probably a very basic kettle potato chip.
Do you have a favorite episode of JustChips.com?
Well, I think, you know, my favorite episode is when you were stranded in an airport and you got very, very silly.
Yes, we got very weird on that episode.
I've been there when you alternate between wanting to kill yourself and or any random stranger.
Yeah.
And thinking everything is really, really, really funny.
Yes.
I think that airports are such a microcosm of, like, humanity at that point.
Oh, absolutely.
So true. Have you had a similar
We're
airport
all
experience?
We're so hard to behave like civilized creatures, and we really
can't.
Because if anybody lost it could go so bad.
Totally.
Have you had a similar airport experience or a comparable one?
Way too many. I have spent Christmas Eve in O'Hare Airport, which is kind of the armpit of humanity.
That's also very like Home Alone, isn't it? Don't they get stranded?
Yeah,
oh no,
O'Hare, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
right.
Where they fly ahead of. Yeah,
right, right, right.
Yeah, I think they recruit the meanest people in the world to work there.
Noted.
When I went to Paris, people said, "Oh, Paris people are so rude. The Parisians are so rude." I did not meet one single Parisian who was as rude as any employee at O'Hare Airport.
And
I had this magic Christmas Eve experience where everybody was stranded at Christmas Eve. Nobody could go anywhere, and it was like this snow globe experience where everybody just was charming and lovely to each other.
Yeah. Did they have Boingo Hotspot?
Alas, my dears, that was before the days of Boingo
Hotspot. Honestly, that's for the
best. I can't imagine a life before Boingo Hotspot. But honestly, at that moment, I couldn't imagine a life after Boingo Hotspot either. So.
I did have Boingo Hotspot hell in some of my travels. I did spend about 24 hours in an airport in Peru as well.
Oh.
And that I did have some Boingo Hotspot hell moments there where, for random reasons, you'd have it or not have it.
Boingo Hotspot is international? I guess so.
Well, I think Boingo is. Yeah, I think I've used it in a number of places. It's just one of those things that's so random where it just... I think that's why makes you so crazy about it, because you're just looking for some sort of reason in the world at that point.
Yes.
Something to make sense.
Yes, it was both the bane of our existence and, like, the pinnacle of our existence in that airport.
It's almost like, I mean, I shouldn't, but it's like torture. Because yeah. You're confused. You're so confused by it.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what it is. It's like the kind of torture, like, where it's really random, like the noise. Like when they play music too loud for people just to make them crazy.
Yes.
Yes, totally.
I think the Boing Hotspot thing is kind of like that. Like, oh, you had it, didn't you? Oh, you had it there.
It just makes you question your sanity, and it's wild.
It was next level.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
We also wanted to ask a favor of you, if you wouldn't mind. Could you introduce yourself and then tell people to rate, review, and subscribe to our show?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. This is Susan from Wisconsin, and I am a JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
No, not, it's very confusing.
This is Susan from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. podcast listener and fan of Boingo Hotspot Madness and Randomness. Please listen to the podcast, rate it and review it, pass it on. Don't make it too popular because I kind of like being one of the cool kids.
Susan, you will forever be one of the cool kids.
Yes.
Well, I love your banter. I was thinking about my favorite podcast, and they tend to be two women getting the giggles, so I don't know what that means about me, but... Maybe lost youth.
Thank you so much for taking our call and giving us this feedback and talking to us this
and
afternoon.
Also, thank you so much for listening, Susan. We are like so happy to get your message when you sent us that Boingo message.
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Have a great weekend. Drive home.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
So it actually turns out that sometimes when you are sleep deprived and exhausted and you feel like you're at the end of your rope, you really can actually make something beautiful that brings people together across nations, really. And isn't that what we're here to do?
It was kind of like Catfish, except we were being catfished by Boingo, and then we catfished Susan. Who's the catfish and who's the fish?
Fishing analogy. That didn't roll off as well as I thought it would. reel them in, folks.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm just going to read it because it makes more sense. It was an unexpected turn of events, but that's what podcasting is about, folks. Peeling back the layers and figuring out who people are online. Much like Catfish. Minus the creepy part. There's no creepy part here. We just figured out someone online via Boingo Hotspot and met wonderful Susan, so it's actually not creepy at all.
That was actually really nice. I don't know where you're going with that Catfish.
Yeah, okay. Let's, anyway, see you next week.
Reel them in.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Are you a listener of the show, Boingo Hotspot? Are you a listener of the show?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. No. No. What'd you say? Excuse me, I'm like choking on this Gouda cheese that I'm eating.
Oh, hell yeah. Hello, hello.
Why the hot stuff is kind of like that. Woo!
I'm eating Gouda cheese on a yacht.
Oh, hell yeah.
People, things, food, I don't know. Woo! A long story. The hot spot of Boingo. Pretty much no rules.
Woo!
Hello, world. All right, you ready? Come on, this is kind of, you're putting me on the...
It's okay, you
Hello
take
world.
Your time.
Hello, world, this is Boingo Hotspot coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois.
This is Susan from Wisconsin, and I am HSChips.com, the podcast master. Website?
And I fuck with JustChips.com. If you fuck with them, please rate, subscribe, comment, whatever you got to do, and hell yeah. I have to go take a shower in this steam room on this yacht. Boingo out. I don't know.
Are you a listener of the show, Boingo Hotspot?
What'd you say?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.